But we now have Randall Robinson on the line with us, so we're going to play that for folks tomorrow. Ira Kurzban on the line with us, and Randall Robinson back again was with us at the beginning of the show. You've heard the news, Randall Robinson, close friend of the Aristides, a founder of TransAfrica. Maxine Waters said she just spoke to President Aristide. He says he has been kidnapped.
She's perfectly right. The president called me and told me to tell the world it's a coup. He was taken from his residence by the U.S. military. He and his wife, Mildred, and the president's sister's husband were taken. And while they were in the residence, before they were taken outside, they were told to make no phone calls to anyone, taken directly to the airport, put aboard a flight, kept in a cabin with American military, told to draw the shades and to keep them down. They flew 2 hours and made a stop that they assumed or somehow knew was Antigua for refueling, and then took off again. The president asked one of the military people where they were, and they said that they were not allowed to tell him. They flew for 6 hours and landed again in another place. And when the president tried to put the shade up again to see where they had landed, he was instructed to keep the shade down. They stayed on the ground there for 3 hours, and then they took off again. And only when they landed, they were told they were in the Central African Republic. They were not allowed to call or contact anyone. They're being kept in a facility called the Palace of Renaissance.
We have 5 seconds.
They do not know where they are. They're being guarded by military. They have been kidnapped.
Randall Robinson, Ira Kurzban, thanks for joining us. People, go to our website to get more information, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.